Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening, everyone, to Mountain Tiger BLS. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, and of course, to my left is my driven, inspired, inspirational Tiger Taylor. So, tonight, we would love to teach you how to stay motivated in during your tough times that you have in life. So, as we start the show, let's please make one thing clear at the beginning of our show, that life is a continuous battle on both a large and small scale of problems. They never end, my friends. They never end. No sooner do you get control of your situation when you are hit by one another. Now, life is super hard. Life is a process. To me, life is two steps forward, one step back. When you become a great success, like many of you have seen with the greats, Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, all those gentlemen, you start to notice that you simply exchange one type of problem for another. No matter how smart or clever you are or how carefully you are, you'll face challenges no matter what in life. Now, difficulties are sometimes heartbreaking, and it gets to you every day. You'll have every day, every week, every month, every year of your life. And we're going to teach you how today to get through those hard times. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, to my left is my driven, inspired, inspirational Tiger Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the most non-rated show on iTunes today. We have the world championship belt that Matt actually wears while he's shopping at Dillon's daily. He likes to make a guy jealous there, so he wears his championship belt because he is half owner of the most non-rated show on iTunes today. How's it feel, champ?
Feels good, man. Feels good. Too blessed to be depressed.
Too blessed to be depressed on the most non-rated show on iTunes. If you would like to take a little wind out of Matthew's sail, if you would like to serve him a dose of humble pie, if you would like to strip him of his championship belt, all you have to do to bring down this mega egomaniac is rate and review us on iTunes. Because once that happens, Matthew becomes a mere mortal. He doesn't want you to rate and review on iTunes. He wants his championship belt. So you have the power to humble my half business partner, best friend, lover, Matthew Waits. So without further ado, before we get into Monday motivation, I've been dwelling on something. Dwelling, folks. When's the last time you dwelled on something? When's the last time you gave a shit enough to care about something so passionately that you dwelled? I've argued with my buddy, my business partner, my best friend lover, that money is the most important thing on earth. And he has rebutted with his health. And I said, you can be as rich as you want to. Look at Michael Moore. Insanely famous. Everybody knows who Michael Moore is. Documentarian. Wealthy beyond belief. Out of shape. Doesn't look good at all. Okay? Richard Branson, he ain't buff. Get out of here. You work out every morning. You ain't buff. You ain't buff. The Rock is buff. But there's people out there. Steve Jobs, he don't look buff. You know, these guys.
No, because he's dead.
Right. Well, he wasn't buff when he was alive. You know, making money was more important than health. And I've tried to argue this with Mr. Matty Moe. I tell
him,
hey, you don't know.
Question. Where is he right now? And health doesn't mean to be buff. It just means to be healthy.
Ooh, right. But you ain't buff. Don't be telling me you're working out every day. The most important part of your day is working out. Get out of here. So, unless you're buff, get out of my face with that. So, my thing is, you know, These are just slender gentlemen for the most part. Most of these guys, you know, Bill Gates, he ain't working out. He ain't working out. He ain't worried about health. You know, a lot of these guys who are super famous, there's that guy that was pressing for the stop tobacco, and South Park did an episode of him, and he's extremely overweight. He's crazy obese. So these guys, you can be very successful monetarily and not worry about your health. It does not go hand in hand. You can be extremely successful monetarily. You can be extremely wealthy in finances and be in piss poor shape. You can be barely hanging on. Anna Nicole Smith, the man she married, was 90-something on a breathing machine and was a billionaire making money hand over fist. I told Matt that health is not important. I had a son born a month ago, and we've spent the last week in ICU at a hospital in Tulsa at a children's hospital. And it has been the most stressful, exhausting mentally and physically. It has been emotionally draining. It has been one of the most trying times of my life, and it's a health-related issue. He's newborn. He's 3 weeks old. And Matt said the other day, he said, you know, I'm not trying to be morbid, I'm not trying to be messed up, but what's more important, money or health? And I said, health. Being in charge of your life health-wise, I don't give a, what are we rated today? PG-13 or are we rated R?
You can go rated R, man. iTunes will let us know what we're rated. Nothing.
Okay, I don't give a fuck how much money you make. If you're living an unhealthy life or there's something hindering you health related, nothing matters. It is the most. Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm at a toll booth. So.
Hey, just to let you know, we're not running a professional podcast or anything.
Sure. No. We're not doing a professional podcast. What we're doing is talking to our friends on the air. And our friends take the journey with me. So they hear what I do in my real life. You don't like Coles? Get the fuck out of Oklahoma. So here we are. I don't care how much money you make. Health is the most important thing we have, folks. Until it's taken away from you, until you're dealt a bad hand, until it gets away from you, you don't realize the damage that's being done. You don't realize how helpless you become. If you take anything away from today's show, I really hope you take your health more seriously. I truly hope you understand that your health is the most important thing you can do. And you should be motivated beyond belief to ensure that you and everyone that you love is healthy and everyone has no health issues. It, by far, is the most helpless feeling in the world. I've been broke, and it's not that bad. I've spent my last dollar feeding or buying diapers or formula. It's not that scary. But when someone's health is in jeopardy, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the internet, only with girls that I used to meet in the bar, I can't begin to explain to you how terrifying it is that you can't control something. And when things are above your control, it sets your life in panic. Money is not the most important thing you can do. Most important thing you can do is keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. And I know I said that a moment ago, and I just keep trying to reiterate it because I want you to understand it is terrifying. So tonight, use that as some motivation to eat better. Think about what you feed your children tonight. Think about what you feed your wife or your husband. Think about what you feed yourself. Think about getting up and stretching. Think about being active for 1 hour a day. Out of 24 hours, find an hour. Make an hour. 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night. Make one healthy decision a day. Build off that momentum and change your life. That being said, Matt, let's move into the show. Let's move into the show.
Well, I want to talk to that for a second.
Let's get physical.
Well, Tiger brings up good points. A study has shown at Oregon State University that only 2.7% of Americans actually live a healthy lifestyle. And that comes from diet, exercise, not diet, exercise, and not smoking. Now, whenever I work in the health field, and we're studying right now that if you get up and work out an hour in the morning and you sit down all day, your literally body has not done anything because you just counterproductive worked out. So what you should do is do 10 to 15 minutes here and there throughout the day all day long. And it's going to be more beneficial than going to the gym for just an hour. So Tiger is right. Get up and just move your muscles. Get healthy. You deserve to live a healthy life. You only get one home. Now, Buddha says, to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. So if you have good health, you have hope. And if you have hope, you have everything. Now, in today's show, we're talking about tough times. We're talking about how to deal with those tough times. And I have five simple rules that I got off Brandon Burchard.
Oh, real quick, about tough times. Let me interject here. Matt, you're a computer wizard. Please insert before we go live. Dusty Rhodes, hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And play that on our show. And if we get sued, well, I'll just say you did it because there's audio proof of it. But what do you know about hard times? Huh?
Man.
Ric Flair pushed Dusty Rhodes on hard times. If you've never heard that quote, lose my number. We're not friends. And if you want to become my friend, if you want my number, Google Dusty Rhodes hard time. It's an incredible promo he cut.
Now, I was a big wrestling fan growing up, and I remember the Dream Dusty Rhodes, and that was a great speech. I know exactly what he's talking about. So, how we deal with tough times? Like I said in the beginning of the show, tough times are going to hit you no matter what. Just like Tiger said, we have both been poor, we've both been rich, and we're on our way back again. So how do you get through those hard times? Well, number one is to set small, simple daily goals. No matter if it's getting in the shower, exercising, eating a piece of fruit, because when you're in that difficult time, it is easy to feel like you're lost, like you are lost as a person, that you've lost all power. So a simple way to insert energy and to insert progress is to live, in our lives, is to set small goals. Because once you reach those goals, you have the fulfillment. And you feel like, okay, I did this, now I can move on to the next thing. And you get confidence with it. Even if they're just little bitty things in life.
Little bitty tiny things. We need moral victories. Small victories add up. Small victories become giant victories. Giant victories become life-changing victories. Small goals daily. Write down five things in the morning that need to be done by the end of the day. Cross each one off as you go throughout your day. You will feel like a king in no time. And your simple goals, like get up and brush my teeth. You know, these simple goals, you'll start making them harder. Get up and sign one new client. Get up and write one new grant for my program at work. Your goals will get bigger. Like I said, small goals turn into giant goals. Giant goals turn into life-changing goals. You start reaching them. You build the momentum. You're able to move forward. I love that one on your list, Matthew.
Mm. There's a good quote that John Bathaway, if I'm reading his name right, I read it. Read some of his stuff a long time ago. He said, God already knows what you're made of, but perhaps he wants us to learn what we are made of. I think we all would agree that we learn more from our tough times than we do our easy times. And it's so true. We learn about ourselves in such hard times because it really challenges us.
Straight up Dusty Rhodes hard times.
Now, with no difficulty, there is no growth. Now, with Tiger's situation, which is very heartening because that is my godson, this could be an exercise of your faith to get trust, to mold yourself, to know what your strengths are, to know what your weaknesses are, maybe to open up his eyes that health is truer than wealth. Now,
there is a difference between trust and faith, and we'll go into that later on in the show. Now, right now might be the worst place you've ever been in, but I'm telling you, it's not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. This too shall pass. There's not been one moment where I'm riding in a plane or driving in a car and I see a storm and I don't pass through it. You're going to get through this.
I got that great advice one time whenever I was young. I went through a really bad breakup and I was really sad. I remember being in high school and I felt like I was never going to like another girl in my life. I only wanted this one girl. And I was 17 years old, and I'd been with her for 3 years, and I just truly thought my life was over. And my uncle came in my room, he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "This too shall pass." And I thought, what is this quack talking about? But I thought to myself, what is this quack talking about? Get your hand off my shoulder, weirdo. And then get out of my room, too. Why'd you come here, man? Shut the door. So
I had an uncle like that.
I started thinking, So whenever I started dwelling on that thought, though, like, what does he mean, this too shall pass? And he means this moment, this feeling, this idea that I'm wrapped in, everything, the whole entirety of the situation will pass. I don't even think about that girl anymore. I don't feel the same way anymore. I can barely put myself in that mindset of back then. And I wouldn't want to go back, even if offered. I'm over that stage, and I realize this too shall pass. And if you're young and listening to this and it doesn't make sense, hopefully it will someday. I know it will someday. And if you do know what I'm talking about, you realize how powerful that statement is. This too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, nothing is forever until you get to our afterlife. So true. So right now, whatever you're going through on Earth, nothing is forever. This will pass. Very good point, man.
Yeah. Also ask yourself, what should you be learning? When we go through hard times, we often feel like we can't understand the things that's happening right now. So we lack the compatibility of knowing what's happening to us. So that's one thing that you should do is ask, what is going on? What am I learning? What can I learn? How can I better handle this in my life? Maybe you're going through something to show somebody else that, you know, he went through this and he made it. She went through this and she made it. She became the person she was. Maybe you're developed a learning curriculum to yourself that you start studying things that can help you advance in your life, how to deal with it. Maybe you're being a mentor to someone else that's going to go through this later on, and they know how to deal with it because they've seen you. It's just learn. Ask what you should be learning while you're going through these tough times. Now, you're going to go through tough times. That's life. But I say nothing happens to you. It happens for you. See the positive and negative events.
It's all perception. How do you perceive what's going on in your life? I read an interesting thing in a book from Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness. And one of the things I took away from his book was, what end of the telescope are you looking through? Are you looking through the end that everything is close up and you see things crystal clear and everything's bright, everything's in HD, everything's mapped out in the minute details? Or you look at through the other end where everything's far away and out of reach. Everything's so tiny. It looks like an ant land. It looks like a world full of ants. And you're never going to fit in because you're too big and you're bulky and you're not going to be part of that world. And that's what you want to be a part of. What end of the telescope are you looking through? What perception do you have? You become your thoughts. Remember what you judge. Remember how you judge. Because it becomes the truth. Michael Jackson told me that the lie becomes the truth. Hey, Billie Jean is not his lover. She's just a girl. He does, and that's how he says the lie becomes the truth. Hey. Yeah.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
The lie becomes the truth.
So, number three is be your best no matter what.
despite the difficulties, despite the backbiting, despite the tough times, despite everything else, be the best you.
That's the hardest thing to do. I have to interject here because that's the hardest thing to do is when you feel underappreciated. How many of you right now feel unappreciated at work? Raise your hand. Work harder. How many of you feel like you're neglected or overlooked? Work harder. Ty Lopez has a quote, and I can't remember how it goes, but it says, be so good that you're too hard to ignore.
Oh. Actually, that's a book. I remember someone writing a book on that.
Oh, is that not Ty Lopez?
No, it is.
Well, Ty says it a lot. Google it real quick. Google it. You'll find out who said it before him. But that who I heard it from was Ty Lopez says, be so good they cannot ignore you. And that's the biggest thing that I feel like we have a problem with in life is I start to feel unappreciated. So guess what I do? I slack. I'll show you. I'm only going to give you 50% of my effort. I'll show you, okay, when I've been working really hard, but Matt gets patted on the back. I'll show you. That's my attitude. That's how I handle things. And I'm not alone. Most of you listening feel the exact same way. Oh, you're going to pat Matt on the back, but I've worked nothing 12-hour shifts. You caught him working a 12-hour shift, and you're patting him on the back? No, fuck that. I'll show you by my actions how I feel. But you know what? I've come to realize what Ty meant when he repeated what someone else said, obviously, is be so good at something you're too hard to ignore. Try harder. Just try harder. Become so great that Matt's one 12-hour shift is laughable. Become so good that your boss is embarrassed for Matt because of your work ethic. And that's the hardest thing. You can go, yeah, that's a good idea. Until the next time someone pisses you off. You're not going to get it right, but just keep remembering. Become so great, you're too hard to ignore.
So, two things. Be so good, they can't ignore you. Came from Steve Martin back in 1990. Also, a book was written, So Good They Can't Ignore You, by Cal Newport in 2012.
Oh, hi-yo, Mythbuster, Matt the Mythbuster. Matt will find you out because that's what he loves to do. So look, I'm going to give it to Steve Martin then. He's so good, you're too hard to ignore. Now, that's the mindset, guys. That's a mindset. Either you react to being pissed one of two ways. You give up and you blame others. Or you say, you know what, I was overlooked, I was passed up, but I won't be next time. It is now my mission. Tell me I can't, and I'll show you that I did. Tell me I can't, and I will show you that I did. Bam!
No.
Tell me I can't, and I'll show you I did.
One of my favorite quotes by all time is by my twin, Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success. Always remember
best revenge. Next time someone overlooks you, make sure that that never happens again. And if it means going way above and beyond and working, hey, Tony Robbins says he works 18 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out playing touch butt in the park with some dork with a ponytail. That's what I'm doing.
I'm actually doing the Blog Talk Radio right now. So, number four is to keep gratitude alive. Keep
gratitude
alive.
Gratitude.
Whenever you're having tough times, this is the greatest time to be grateful for the choices and blessings that you do have, for the people you have supported you, for who you are and who you can become.
You think you should practice gratitude? And Matthew, what's a way to practice gratitude? I don't know how.
Just saying thank you. Just being thankful for everything that's around. It might be hard at this moment, but say thank you that everything's still okay.
Sure.
You might have lost a parent. You might have lost
your job, you might have left everything else, but it's setting up for something. You know, that's part of life. The hardest part of living is dying. That's something that we were born, and that's something that we have to go through. That's a part of life, but it does suck.
So your idea is wake up and just say thank you for everything. Even if things are going wrong, thank you for the situation. Thanks for being able to go through it so you can learn. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I wake up every morning and say I'm thankful for three things. It could be tired. It could be my wife. It could be the weather. It could be having nice blankets. It could be having food. It could be having a job. It could be anything. But I don't want to be disrespectful to my creator that gave me everything that I could. He knows
Ooh,
what
I
need.
I love it. And those of you who don't believe this, Matthew, he sends me a message every day and says, thank you for being the world's worst best friend. Now I know how to not be that. Every day he sends me that message. Thanks for leaving the example yesterday on how to be the world's worst best friend. Now I know how to avoid it. I said, you're welcome.
Now, I do want to talk to a select pair of individuals. This has been heavy on my mind today. This is coming from the heart. I know that you're having doubts in your life. I know that what's going on to you, what's going on with you, you might not have control. And I truly say I'm sorry. Don't let the fear paralyze you. Don't let the fear of not knowing what could happen next paralyze you. It's not your end. It's your beginning. Someone might see
what's on the other side of fear, Matt?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Someone might see your life. Someone might see your struggles as a testimony within you by the thing that you're going through in life. The thing that you are suffering right now will not last forever. So I tell you, keep the faith and keep moving forward.
And you know what? If you're having a hard time keeping the faith, you're having a hard time moving forward, like my Uncle Hootie and the Blowfish told me, hold my hand. Hold my hand. Because we will take this journey with you. We're in the trenches as well. Fake it till you make it, whatever it's called. I don't know. I call it taking you with me on our journey. Taking you with us on our journey. This is a journey for us. We're on the we're chasing the same thing you're chasing. We're just documenting. Mm-hmm. We're just documenting. That's it. All we're doing different is documenting the process. So when we do reach where we want to be, when we have hit what Ty Lopez calls health, wealth, love, and happiness,
uh-huh.
We know what it took to get there, and we can go back and listen. And hopefully, listening to us sort out our thoughts at the end of the day helps you sort out your thoughts at the end of the day. We continue to come here almost every day that we can. I mean, pending medical emergencies, and I get sick a lot, go to the hospital. We're here. I mean, we're here. I will cancel a weekend away with you, and you already took off work. That's how sick I get. So I want to tell you guys, take this journey. Take the risk. The only thing stopping you from starting is actually starting. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until it becomes overwhelming. Don't wait until you're convinced you can't do it, because you can. Be so good you're too hard to ignore. Be grateful. Express gratitude. Keep your thoughts positive. You become your thoughts. Rate and review us on iTunes. And, you know, just read. Read books by people that inspire you. I heard today that Tony Robbins used to read 700 books in 7 years before he started his guruship, if you will. That he wrote 100 books for 7 years in a row, 100 books a year for 7 years in a row. I read about a book a month. That makes me embarrassed. And those are the type of people you should be hanging out with and looking up to, that when you see their success, it embarrasses you. I have a hard time reading a book a month. This guy read 700 a year. Let me repeat that again. I have a hard time reading a book a month. This guy read 700 in a year. You want to be even more embarrassed than that? Matthew, your mentor, Warren Buffett, how many books does he read a year?
Oh, man, he reads, I think, close to 400 pages a day, so that's a book a day.
That might be 2 books in a day.
Yeah, could be. It could be 15 books. It depends on what kind of book he's reading.
And how long has he been doing this?
Oh, forever. Forever. At least 40-plus years, maybe longer. Because he started investing when he was 12 years
old. Look at that. You know what I was doing when I was 12? I was ramping my BMX bike or playing video games. I was ramping my BMX bike and playing video games. I wasn't even into girls yet.
Still not, right?
Still not. Yeah, nothing's changed. I'm just out playing touch butt in the park with a dork with a ponytail. But that's the thing is, you know, Matt and I, we're not where we want to be. Don't look at us and think like, oh, look at these guys talking shit on a podcast like they're Tony Robbins. We're well aware we're not Tony Robbins, but we want to be. Look at these guys talking shit like they're Warren Buffett. Oh, look at these guys talking shit like they're Warren Buffett. We're not Warren Buffett, but we want to be. These guys talking shit like they're Ty Lopez. Well, Matt wants to be like Ty Lopez, hanging out with Instagram models, shooting three-pointers. But that's, we all have goals, you know, hashtag goals, son. But I don't understand why people don't set bigger goals. What if, you know, Matt was just talking about fear. Fear holds you back from setting your goals. If your goals aren't big enough that they scare you, then you need to reevaluate and get bigger goals. Matt says he has goals so big he's embarrassed by them to talk about them at dinner. Like when we're at like dinner parties and people say like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What's your goal? What's your 5-year plan? Matthew says at times he hangs his head. He's so embarrassed. Like, God, don't ask me next, because he feels like he's going to look like a fool. But when he accomplishes those goals, he's going to sit at the head of the table. And not only will he have the knowledge that he has from reaching goals, not only will he benefit from reaching the goals, Matthew wants to teach you how to achieve your goals as well. And right now, as you're going through the process with him, you're going through the process with me, you're seeing what works and what doesn't work. You know, every day, every show that we come up with is thought out. Matthew does so much for the show. He calls me in the morning and says, can we do a show today? I say, yes, I'm available. No, I'm sick in the hospital. Or, you know, and then he'll say, what do you want to discuss? Well, today's Monday Motivation. He'll say, on it. And then he spends the entire day finding a list, the right list, not the first list he sees. He says, hey, we're going to review this tonight. I'm like, got it. Sets up the show. Make sure the signal strength is 100%. He's putting time out of his day. He's putting love out of his life. He's putting energy from his soul for you guys. And that's the incredible thing. You're getting this for free. You're following a journey for free. And we want you to call in. We want you to be very, very active. If you're watching the show live on the internet, in the Internet Explorer tab that you open it in, it shows you an 800 number to call in for Blog Talk Radio. If you call in right now, we will connect you live. Yeah, you're going to be recorded. Yeah, you don't like the way your voice sounds. Neither do we. Matt and I very rarely listen to these shows. We don't like the way our voice sounds. We don't like some of the stuff that we say. We get embarrassed whenever we, you know, trip up on words. We're human too, but we want you to call in. We want you to interact. We want you to tell us a dream, a goal of yours that embarrasses you. We want to hear it. And then we want to know, what are you doing to reach your goals? Here's what we're doing. What are you doing? Maybe we can learn something from you. Maybe you pick up a piece of advice from me. Maybe you pick up, we pick up something from you. You know, it's a give. Right now we're all got the same goals to reaching these goals. Now we just need to share. We need to share with each other what works, what doesn't work. Do you know what I'm saying, Matt?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying. And you know what works? being patient, being kind, being healthy. That's what works. Being consistent. If, just like Tiger said earlier, if there's something you want to figure out, get autobiographies, get biographies, read books, watch your favorite person. Learn about them. And you'll be okay.
Is it, so, you know, books, Matt, how valuable is a book to you? I know you don't like spending $25 on a book, but how valuable is the book?
That's true. A book could save you 5 years. It really could. If you're in business and you read a book, it could save you 5 years because they've already taken the time to write down what did not work and what worked. You could use that in business. A book could change your life. It could change everything just by picking up a book. Picking up a book can change your whole life. That's how powerful I think they are.
Do you believe that we should spend our money on them?
Yes, I do. I believe that self-education between books, classes, you should spend your money on them. Now, I'm a little bit different. If I do find an expensive book, then I'll go to the library first and check it out before buying. But I make sure I get a book every day. Like, every day I come home with a book. It could be from my local library. It could be from one that I've seen for free on the streets. Because we here in Kansas, we have a lot of take one, leave one books that's at people's houses in the front yards. You just take one, leave one, and you're good to go. Sometimes I don't even leave. Just take one. So if you ever see me on your front yard, I'm taking books.
Dang. So, one of the things that Matt taught me was to just really start reading. Now, I'm not real big on biographies, but I've heard if you read Sam Walton, it should change your life. It was so painfully boring to me, I couldn't get through it. But I've also heard if you read Arnold Schwarzenegger's, it should change your life. Mm. There are all kinds of people, all kinds of books. You know, if something's written in your niche, whatever it is that you enjoy, read it. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Read it. Because you never know. You can learn something out of nothing, literally. If it's a book that you don't like and you're reading, I bet you learned something. Because what did you learn in Seth Walton's book? We learn the customer is always right, and how you treat your employees, the number one key to success.
And attention to detail.
Exactly. You can learn to just learn one thing out of it. A Lewis Howes. I learned something out of that. How to create my day and never to buy that book again.
And to save your $25.
Yeah.
One of the things, because Matt got super blood red mad that I made him buy a $25 book and he wanted his money back and I had to give him $25 and now Lewis Howes owes me $25 because I didn't want to buy a book for somebody and I bought the book for him. So, here we are. That was just a little disclaimer. But yeah, that's one of the things that I want to tell everybody is just read. You know, I believe there's so much knowledge. But here's also the good thing. Matt says, if you're reading a book, I send him a text, I hate this book, I don't want to read it. And he says, shut up and read it. And I'm like, dang, man, but I'm so bored. I can't get through this book. I subscribe to a different thing, like Ty Lopez says, stop reading it. If you don't like the book, you're 3-4 chapters in it, you don't like it, stop. Go find a book that interests you. You know, if that book's not doing it, just because I love that book, and Matt loves that book, doesn't mean that you're going to love that book. We argue over liking, but I think the best book ever wrote is by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends, Influence People. Matt thinks that book is okay. You know, Matt thinks that book is okay. And I love that book. I love it. I mean, I base my life on that book. That's so much I love it. If I had to meet The Richest Man in Babylon is a life-changing book. I absolutely love that book. I love the feeling I got the first time I read that book. I loved that book the first time I read it. And every time since then, too, it's a quick read. If Warren Buffett reads 400 books in a day, he reads that book 5 times. So I think that book is amazing. One of the best books I've ever read. Matt thinks it's pretty good. You know, we have difference in books. He thought the biography of Sam Walton was the best book to ever hit print, and I think he's crazy. You just got to find what you like, guys. Find what you like. Find what you love. Matt, I'm still waiting on him to buy hashtag AskGaryVee. Once he does, hopefully we can start reviewing that book on this show. You see what I did there?
It should be. Yeah, I should have it tomorrow morning. I had to get it off of Amazon.
What I do there is
much cheaper than
that. You know, we're going to read that. On this show, we're going to review hashtag AskGaryVee. On this, what Matt
don't
said on this
show. Please don't show us here. don't sue us, GaryVee.
Yeah, please don't sue us. Oh my God, we're so broke. It'll just break. I'll just take our will. I'll just take your will.
God, right?
Right, yeah. I'm telling you, you know what, GaryVee, we want to work for you. Those are other things that we're really interested in doing. You know, we want to meet these people like GaryVee. If he sued us, at least we get to meet him.
Hey, you know what? I'm really upset with GaryVee because I did put an application with him like 6 months ago and I never heard anything back. So, GaryVee, whenever we do get popular enough and this show's bigger than your show, I'm going to be like, what the hell, Gary? What the hell?
You know what he'll say? Knowing GaryVee, what have you done to follow up? Besides putting in your resume, how did you follow up? How did you make yourself known? What did you do for him to find your resume?
Showed up to his
house
every
day. How did he stand out? Well, you didn't do that. Didn't do that. But what did you do to set yourself apart? GaryVee has said in numerous podcasts that he thinks if you have to rely on a resume to get a job, you've already failed step one.
Right. Well, in the resume I did say, you've never met anyone like me. I'm willing to take this company by the balls and take it wherever I want to go with it. So I don't know if that got any views or what. But
did you find a follow-up number to call? Did you email that resume every day for 30 days straight?
No, I did not, but I should have. Maybe I should do that starting tomorrow.
Maybe you should do that. 30-day goals. We've done 30-day goals on the show before.
Yeah, 30-day goals. That'll start tomorrow.
That'll you hear it
Actually,
here,
it'll
folks.
It'll start right now.
Ooh, he's gonna re-mail that resume back to GaryVee. He's gonna send it every day for 30 days. Listen, if you like
why
it,
wait?
I love it.
All right, my friend. Well, we're ending towards the show.
The
my wife's
what?
Going out. I mean, dinner's ready. So
we're ending towards the what?
The end of the show. My wife's yelling at me saying dinner is ready.
No,
so,
you're not saying the word right. Nope, you're not saying the word right. We're at the end of the what?
The show.
Yes.
Don't sue
us. Yes, listen. Please don't sue us. Hashtag that was Matt that did it. I just instigated it. If you will, close your eyes and go back to 1995. You're young, you're fresh, no care in the world. You just watched the dopest movie ever called Space Jam with Michael Jordan. Takes on a crew of aliens, steals power from the Dream Team guys. Ooh-wee. Feeling like he's just a man. Stay on an alien. He's in a galactic good. Go back to that. Now you have the soundtrack in your hands.
Come on and dance. If you want to dance.
Ooh, take it to the space dance. Son. Listen to R. Kelly. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it. Think about that quote. If I can see it, then I can do it. We look at everybody that we admire. Tony Robbins, Bill Gates, Donald Trump. We look at all these people who have made a mass success for themselves. Financially. Because we all want. We don't like Donald Trump, but we all want to be like him. We don't like the crazy things he says, but we all want his bank account. At the end of the day, I don't like Donald Trump, so would you like his money? Absolutely, you want his money. It's got nothing to do with it. Ty Lopez says, take the good. Take what you can learn from Donald Trump and forget the rest. Take the one thing you can learn from him and forget the rest. You don't like it? Forget it. Don't use it. You don't like certain things about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Forget him. What do you like of him? Use it. If you can see it, you can be it. If you can see it, you can do it. You understand what I'm saying? You've got to look at these people and realize their success is in your grasp as well. Tony Robbins says there's no need to reinvent the wheel. There is a formula for sex, for success. There's a formula for sex. And Matt Waits knew that. Matt Waits knew that formula real well in 07.
Yeah, I did. Don't know it now that I'm married, but yeah, I know.
He used to know it. So, when there is a formula for success, listen to me, guys. No need to reinvent the wheel. Master how to make the wheel. No need to reinvent the wheel. Master how to make the wheel. You don't need to be the first. Be the best. Become so good you're too hard to ignore. You can be like everyone you look up to. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Take Matthew's title away. I am the fully loaded Italian. He is the best dressed in the Midwest.